Hello, this is your life-changing podcast, Knowings, Spiritual and All Things Human. Renowned spiritual leader, visionary, author, and advocate for humanity, Mahatma Chris Griscom, answers crucial questions from around the world with her vast illuminated cosmic wisdom. Gentle and often humorous in her knowings, she includes her famed Exercises in Consciousness that help to bring the listener into a state of expanded conscious self-awareness, global focus, and participation. With each segment in the series, Chris answers three diverse questions to discover deeper aspects of who you are and how to find meaning and purpose in your individual and global realities. This is for you. Chris Griscom is the world's foremost expert on reincarnation. Her intensives of the Light Institute with themes of all things human are for people around the globe with the purpose of changing lives and helping the planet. Chris Griscom brings the gift of higher consciousness, accelerating the evolution of humanity and the world.
We have a second segment of this meditation. It's called Knowings. And people from around the world send in questions every week that they would like for us to focus upon in order to uplift us and everyone who's participating. Allison will tell us the questions that have come for this meditation. Allison?
The first question is from Somersville, West Virginia, in the USA.
West Virginia. Yes.
Is it presumptuous of me to think our religions are holding our religious templates, like Jesus, Buddha, etc., in a crystallized, constricted ideology that doesn't allow for their evolution or the evolution of our species?
Wow. You probably don't know this, but I wrote a whole book about that. It was called The Evolution of God. The Evolution of God. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. How limited it is to think that we ourselves, after we pass, will always be ourselves. That we're not something much greater. We are flecks of divinity, of cosmic divinity. And Jesus and Buddha and all of the great beings, the avatars who have come to create a focal point of a connection to the divine source that belongs to everything that is cosmic, beyond universes that is cosmic, that they are still sitting there in the form they have, and that the way that humans have interpreted the beautiful teachings that every religion, every great being, not just the ones that we call Buddha or Christ or any of the others, that they're still sitting there. But it is true, in terms of cosmic law, that we do hold them in crystallized form in the same way that we hold those that we've loved that have died. We still think of them as we knew them. But we never really knew the essence of these great avatars, of these divine beings. We only saw the flicker and what has been written down or what others have said that were who they were. We cannot stop the evolution, the flowing, I call it the streaming of the cosmos, where everything is continually evolving, everything. And your soul is part of the one soul, part of the Christed, part of the Mahabhan. All of those energies, all of those great beings, and even you have had lifetimes where you have expressed and taught and learned and reached and connected to the essence of divine truth. And so it's not presumptuous. And what I would say to you is, be brave. Know that it is your right and your intelligence and the power of your heart and the wisdom of your consciousness to sort through what has been passed down in religions that crystallizes these teachings in ways that may not speak of the awareness that we have in today's world. But we want the core of those energies. So find the ones that help you to live on the highest octave, a truly spiritual octave because spirituality is our essence. It has come with us as we have moved from the one soul into the individuation in order to facilitate not only the evolution of our souls, our human consciousness, but the evolution of all that is, and that is mostly unmanifest. So it influences the evolution of potential as well. Allow yourself to be a template for the highest good in each and every way. And know that, in fact, if you read all the great books and look, as I did when I was doing this Evolution of God book, how they all dovetail, how they all say the same things. They simply say them in relationship to their own cultural realities. And this is so beautiful. So let us free them and ourselves and quicken our evolution. Allison?
The second question is from Grabi, Thailand.
Thailand. I've been there.
Dear Chris, can you please give me advice on how to not be afraid of death?
Oh, thank you for that question, because wherever people are from, wearing these intermediate bodies that we have, that we carry, we do, because we don't remember that we've had infinite deaths and infinite births. Now, in Thailand, most of the people, I don't know if you are a Buddhist, but most of the people are Buddhist, or other religions that embrace reincarnation or the coming and going of your consciousness into different bodies throughout unimaginable times. And you know, I have actually been teaching and utilizing this awareness for 68 years. And so I certainly would say to you, don't be afraid of death. And it's not just somebody that could say, well, you'll come again. Because fear is not a word. It's not a thought form. It's an energy. And so we have to look at that in a different way, in a way that would really free you from that fear of death. Because death truly is a passage. If you have animals, you will note they're not afraid of death. Even little children will often say, when they have a terrible death disease, to their parents, don't be afraid. I'm not afraid. They're not afraid because some part of them feels and knows that the spirit and the soul, which are two different things, they're connected, but they're not the same. But they travel on. And so if you can really experience that. Now, for myself, and I might be a slow learner, or it might be part of my purpose, I have actually experienced death 6 times in this lifetime, in this one. And I've been teaching incarnation. And I want you to know that when we at the Light Institute open up the consciousness to allow you, not us, but you, to see these many lifetimes that you've had, these incarnations of your soul, we're always asking, and how did you die? Because after you've seen a few of your own deaths, your fear of death will dissolve away. Because you will have that innate truth inside you that the soul and your spirit will come again. And each time we come with this potential of evolution, of the grace of using embodiment for higher, in higher ways, more joyous ways. And so let's just do this quick thing. I call it an exercise in consciousness that you could start doing now to begin to teach your body to let go of its fear of death. You may have inherited that fear of death by seeing death, your culture, by the stories that have come to you. There are many scary spirits and conversations about death that we don't need to engage in. We need to embrace our lives, because we are here with a purpose, And that purpose could be as simple as exhaling love, exhaling the vibration of form. And so here's what we're going to do. Ask your body where it's holding that fear of death. And bring your conscious awareness into any place in your body, because it's holding it in the mind of the cells and areas of your body. When you go there, you then can teach your body, train your body out of it by simply asking it what frequency of light, what color it needs to dissolve that, to release the fear of death so that you can focus upon amplifying your joy of life until this last breath. Ready? Close your eyes. Ask your body where it holds fear of death. Just allow your body to, it might show you several places. Each of those places carries a story, but we don't need to look at the story. We just need to look at the energy and remove it. So wherever you hear your body will tell you so that you can hear it, or it can show you, or you could feel a place where you're holding this density of fear, because fear is very dense and slow. Where is that fear of death in your body now? Bring your conscious awareness into that place and just sort of dip in and feel it. Is it heavy? Is it dark? Is it closed? Does it have a scary energy? Ask that fear of death, that fear, what color, what frequency of light it needs to be released, to let the fear be gone, so that that area of your body joins the rest of your body in the power of life. See what color just comes into your consciousness right now. And now just imagine that you're sucking that color. Color is the language of the cosmos. It changes and moves everything. Suck that color directly into that place in your body that's holding the fear, and command the color to absorb the fear, dissolve the fear in light, and wash it out of your body. Command that and feel it happening. And now allow your consciousness to feel the difference, to feel yourself imprinted without the fear of death, but the presence of life. And open your eyes. Allison, I think there's another.
The last question is from Bratislava, Slovakia.
Slovakia.
Dear Chris Griscom, thank you for the light you're bringing to our world. If possible, will you give an exercise in your knowings to help us find humor and be playful even in the darkest situations?
And there are dark situations now, and there is not a country, there is not a place that is not aware of the darkness that's there and the heaviness that's there. And so, of course, I love giving exercises in consciousness, because it's actually more powerful than any words. Because it allows us to find for ourselves, to experience, to move in something that becomes real for us. And so, of course, when you say, where is that humor? And by the way, I find that humor and laughter are the greatest healing energies, and they are essential. And what happens when we have tragedies is that we feel that we don't have the right to be humorous or to be funny or to be happy. And so we close that off. When you close off happiness, you allow all the negativity to enter. And that we can touch that in an exercise the best is calling upon our inner child. We at the Light Institute call that an element of our true self, because every child is also connected to the invisible worlds, the streaming of divine energy. And so it's not the emotional child, it's the true child. And as you've noted, children can laugh at any moment until they've been told not to. And so we'll use our inner child then to give you a tool that will help you to discover that you do have humor, that you can make something funny or humorous through your consciousness, through your heart, anytime. And that the more that you smile, for example, a smile is a kind of happiness which allows for humor. It says, don't be caught up in the depth of these situations. Smile and get above the fray. Lift up. And as you lift up, then you will be transmitting these wonderful energies to others, and they will lighten up with you and because of you. And so it's a great gift. I think that the quality of humor is one of the greatest qualities any human can have. I've been polishing and learning mine for all of my 82 years. Ready? Close your eyes. Breathe deeply into your body and just imagine yourself as this perfect divine child, connected to your source, to your purpose in life, to the magnificent miracle of wandering in body and exploring the majesty of our world. Feel that energy, because you have it. It's sealed within the mind of your cells. You're just now consciously calling upon it. Ask your inner child to give you a tool that will amplify the quality of humor, of laughter, of happiness in you, that will allow you to see that there will always be a way through any darkness. It's cosmic law. That the darkness is simply disconnected from light, but light is eternal and light is everywhere. And so it will find the darkness, dissolve it away. And one of the great ways of doing that is, again, by uplifting the spirit. And that's what humor does. It allows us to forget for a moment our limitation and play. Thus, the inner child. So ask now this tool that will help you to access these kinds of humor and wonderful energetics. It could come as a symbol to you, or some object, or a color. A symbol, an object, or a color will be the tool your inner child and all its wisdom gives to you to amplify your capacity to wield humor, to find things that are humorous and show them to yourself and others. See what you get. Mm-hmm. Now, draw that tool, whatever it is, into your body. Notice where it comes in. And feel the tool from your inner child coming in that's going to uplift you now. And then allow and command the trillions of cells of your body, each one to carry that tool, and feel that the tool is already beginning to peel away the heaviness and bring forward the gift of humor, the gift of laughter, the gift of happiness, the gift of truth, that we will go forward. We always will. We will always move into the light. It's cosmic law. The darkness will be discovered by light, and the darkness will dissolve and the lightness will expand. So feel that tool flowing into the trillions of cells of your body and opportuning the awakening of higher octaves of humor and happiness. And open your eyes. You know, one of the ways that I have developed my sense of humor is to see how truly funny and humorous we humans are. The things that we hold on to, the things that we do, the things that we feel, actually very often, if you look at them, are quite humorous. So you might take a look at us and know that we're great. We're a great species, but a young species. And the humor that you bring forward here will help us all. Great love.